Thinking About Football! Good evening, everyone. Welcome to a new season of Packer Transplants. As always, I'm joined by Mr. Corey Banky here at Cheesehead TV and Mr. Railbird Central, Brian Caravu, working behind the scenes, as always. And live on the line with us tonight, Tony Pauline from TFY Draft Insider. Tony, how are you tonight?
I'm okay. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks so much for doing this. I can't tell you how many people wrote to us as soon as they found out that you were on, saying that you are the absolute best. So, well, I mean, we're really flabbergasted that you're here. You clearly have not done your research, and just a real honor to have you on.
I better live up to this reputation, or I'm in trouble.
Absolutely. Well, it's like, let's kick it right off. Obviously, while we're here, the draft has happened. The picks are in. Everyone's excited. You're here to tell us what you think of the picks. Let's start right off there at the top with Brian Bulaga, the big guy out of Iowa.
As I said in an SI.com column earlier this week, I thought it was one of the steals of the draft, without a doubt. I mean, Bulaga was highly rated. He's a versatile lineman. You can use him at several positions on the offensive line, left tackle, possibly right tackle. Some people like him even in a guard. I think the problem with his thyroid and some of the other medical issues probably caused him to slip. I don't think he's as polished as some of the other offensive linemen or offensive tackles that were in the draft, which is another reason why he slipped. But I think at the 23rd selection, it was an absolute steal for the Green Bay Packers. I'll be surprised if he's not quickly inserted into the starting lineup. I expect good things from him, and I think one of the best things about Bulaga is his best football is ahead of him. I mean, he's a solid player now. He's got a great upside. He could be a very good player down the road.
So you don't buy the whole short arms, hasn't shown his best since 2008, that whole thing? You're not worried about that?
I mean, short arms, Jeff Backus had short arms, and that was a big knock on him. He had 30-and-a-half-inch arms the year he showed up at the Senior Bowl, and he's done pretty well at the left tackle spot for Detroit. Bulaga plays with good body control, plays with good balance. There have been plenty of guys in this draft that were selected high who had better seasons in 2008 than 2009. You know, when you get a guy as talented at the left tackle position as Bulaga and he starts to slide, you got to grab him. And I think I don't really worry about, especially the short arms issue, the way he plays. I mean, he's a mauler. He attacks his assignments. So I really wouldn't worry about that.
And then in the second round, the Packers got Mike Neal. I think everybody, I mean, most of Packer Nation, obviously, was pretty surprised by that pick. People go through like 3-4 months of reading about as many prospects as they can, and not too many Packer fans are reading about Mike Neal. What did you think of that pick?
Yeah, I was very surprised. I was surprised on two fronts. Granted, I think that they wanted to get some depth in there at the defensive line position, especially with Campman gone. But the fact is I don't think Neal was really worthy of a second-round pick. You know, late third at the earliest, more likely a fourth. You know, he's a nice player. He moves well. He should do well at their defensive end position in a 3-4. You know, but I think it was early, and I think that there were probably some very good cornerbacks on the board that was available to them, which I think would have been better selections for him. But, you know, the thought process is if you can improve your defensive line, you know, just by extension, you're going to improve your secondary because if you can get pressure up the field. Neal's a nice player. He's nothing spectacular. He's a good athlete. He's got some good upside. I just watched a lot of film on Neal the past couple of years, and I came away saying he was a solid player. He never awed me. I think there were other cornerbacks. Spivey of Iowa stands out that were available to the Packers, you know, at that selection. And all my information said that leading up to the draft that, you know, cornerback was a position that they were going to target. I mean, in the end, they didn't target him at any cornerbacks at all, which was kind of surprising. So I was really not too thrilled with the pick of Neal. I thought they could have got better players, but we'll have to wait and see.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of the secondary, they did jump up to get Morgan Burnett, the safety. Again, it's always a surprise when Ted moves up, but I guess it shouldn't be now. He's done it 3 times now. What do you think of Burnett? I got to tell you, being at Radio City, everyone knew I was there as a Packer blogger, and everybody I know that would know kind of came up to me and said, you know, that Burnett's a player. Well, what's your take on this kid?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, he was a guy who's rising. He was a guy who's been a consistent player at Georgia Tech. He's shown flashes of really being a complete safety, solid ball skills, a nice athlete, a hard hitter. but a guy that's got an incomplete game. I thought it was an excellent pick for him. You know, when you look at the safeties that they have, Nick Collins, fine, but Atari Bigby, very replaceable. And a guy that I think Burnett can replace, you know, somewhere through his rookie year. It may not be starting day. It may not be till the month of November. But he's a guy that, you know, he's got a lot of skill in his game. He's got a lot of upside. I like to pick a lot. I like to pick just both from the point of view of the near term as well as the long term. He just needs to be coached a little bit better. He needs to get the most out of his game. And, again, I think it's a solid pick, and Packer fans will be happy with it.
And then we come to the troublemaker on the board. you know, a lot of coverage about Andrew Quarles' run-ins with the law. He was asked extensively about it on the conference call with the local media. Putting all of that aside, because I know that plays into it, but on the field, this kid seems like he could be, you know, not special, but he could definitely be a weapon on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I think it was a good pick because you're really more looking at him as a second tight end, maybe a guy that you're going to bring on the field in running situations and ask him to block. Donald Lee's getting up there in age. You're going to eventually need a replacement, somebody behind you, Michael Finley. Quarles is a solid pass catcher, not a great pass catcher. He's shown some flashes in the past. I think the off-the-field escapades have really hurt his ability to put together a complete game. He's a nice athlete. He's got solid size. You know, it's a fifth-round selection. You got to roll the dice. If the light goes on for this kid and he's willing to focus on the field and make football a priority and mature off of the field, you know, you got yourself a player in the sense that he's going to be a very good, you know, second tight end that you're going to bring on the field in short yardage situations. I like the pick. There were some other players on the board that were probably higher rated now, but again, if Quarles, you know, matures as a person and dedicates himself to football, again, I think this is another pick that the Packer fans will be happy with.
Well, you know, Corey and I don't pretend to be draft guys. That's why we call guys like you. I got to admit, out of the last three picks, you know, there's Marshall Newhouse and there's C.J. Wilson. Neither one I really know much about. Can you tell us a little bit about them? And then we'll hit James Starks at the end because I want to apologize to Mr. Starks. We had him on earlier. We had some technical problems. But between the offensive, you know, guard / tackle and then the defensive tackle, Wilson, what do you see there? Do you see, you know, I know later in the draft you're supposed to be, like, kind of taking a swing at guys who, you know, may have issues, but they might be able to refine their game. Do you see anything special there, anything that jumps out at you, or is it these are just, you know, guys for camp, they're going to kind of fill roles?
Well, I mentioned earlier that in my Sports Illustrated piece, I think it came out on Sunday, it's Steals and Reaches, I put Brian Bulaga as one of the steals in the draft. One of the other steals I mentioned was Marshall Newhouse. I mean, this is a terrific guy. The fact that they were able to get him so late in the draft is really amazing to me. Newhouse was a consistent, productive, durable starter at the left tackle position, you know, at TCU. He's a solid athlete, had a terrific combine. Ran under 5 seconds flat at the combine when he weighed in at, you know, almost 320 pounds. If you watched him play the past couple of years, or if you watched him play throughout his college career, he moves well on his feet. He's sound. He uses, you know, good body angles. Body positioning and blocking angles. Really plays a smart game, but also relatively athletic. I don't think he's got the great body type. I don't know if he's got the body type for left tackle, but he does kind of remind me of Chad Clifton. And I remember when Chad Clifton came out of college, everyone said, no way, he can't play left tackle. And look what happened. This is a really a good pick. Again, Newhouse is a guy that I think can start at the offensive guard position at the next level. And in the worst-case scenario, what you do is you have yourself an inexpensive utility backup, a guy that, you know, can back up at the guard position, maybe play left tackle in a pinch if you really need him. I'm shocked that Newhouse fell this low, and I think this could be one of the real big steals of the draft. I think it was a terrific pickup for them, and you know, applause to the Packers, applause to Ted Thompson. You know, again, he helped address a need late in the draft on the offensive line, and he did it with a good player. As far as C.J. Wilson is concerned from East Carolina, he was a solid pass rusher. He doesn't have the great dimensions, going to be using the five technique scheme for the Green Bay Packers, you know, at defensive end in a 3-4. May have a tough time getting out of camp. But again, you know, he's a defensive lineman. You can never have enough good ones. And he's the kind of guy that'll have to show his mettle on special teams this summer. And if he shows his mettle on special teams, you know, he could make it as a 6th or 7th defensive lineman, depending on how many of the Packers keep. He doesn't have the great upside, say, like a, you know, Lindell Joseph, his teammate. He is what he is, and he's a solid player. Again, when you get a player of that ilk in the 7th round, I think it's a good pickup for the Packers. No definites with any 7th rounder. You know, but who knows? At worst, maybe he makes it into a practice squad.
And then we get to Mr. James Starks there in the 6th round. I got to tell you, this guy excites me just from looking at the stuff he put on tape in 2008. But then, you know, he's out all 2009, and then he slides all the way to the 6th round. What's the story with this kid? I mean, do you think he can regain what he had? Because he was pretty lights out when he was on the field.
Shoulder injuries can be tricky, you know, especially at the running back position. I had heard all along that he was ahead of schedule. I had heard that there was even an outside chance he could play at the Senior Bowl. But again, you know, when you have to rehab a shoulder injury and you're in that position where, you know, you're going to take a beating, it can be a difficult thing. More to your point, Starks is a very talented running back. If he had been able to play as a senior, if he had played up potential, probably would have gone somewhere in the 4th round. He's a big ball carrier on the inside. He has the ability to break tackles and pick up yardage off initial contact, keep the play alive. He runs north-south, but he also shows a bit of elusiveness. He also shows the ability to make defenders miss, you know, in a small area, set the guys up, slides through the small creases, and runs hard. He's an adequate receiver out of the backfield. You know, you're not going to use him to ask him to run around the outside to turn the corner. But again, you know, if you want a short yardage back, he can do the job for you. If you're looking for, you know, sort of someone to give Ryan Grant a breather on occasion, he can do the job for you. Or even if you want to put him in and ask him to block on passing situations, he showed that skill at Buffalo. So, you know, it's a solid pick. Yeah, a lot will depend on how his shoulder holds up. You know, everything, you know, all the signs are pointing north on that. If there was a problem, the Packers would have never drafted him. But again, a shoulder injury, those collarbone injuries, those type of injuries can be very tricky, especially with a ball carrier.
Well, that's a fantastic take on the Packers draft. Tony, I can't thank you enough for being on the phone with us tonight.
Yes, thank you.
We hope you haven't scared you off, and we hope you come back next year. It's a real pleasure having you on.
Thanks for having me, and good luck to the Packers next year.
That's what we like to hear. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Tony Pauline, TFY Draft Insiders, NSI.com. Tony, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Have a good evening.
You too. Ladies and gentlemen, there you go. All you wanted to know about the Packers draft choices.
That was very informative for a guy like me. Because, the only thing I got for the draft is wait 3 years. Speaking of, you know, one of our readers made a really good point about that.
Uh-huh.
We really should. If I wasn't so lazy on the site,
okay,
that was a joke.
Yeah, right.
And I like how you actually were, like, agreeing with
it.
Okay. We would have, like, a 3-year assessment for the 2007 draft.
Yeah, well, we probably would. I'll get right on that.
Well, just off the cuff, why don't we talk about the 2007 draft real quick?
I don't even know who was drafted in 2007.
Well, I'm sure on the live blog.
Our readers will tell us.
Start
throwing out some names.
For a Cheesehead Nation, for a Cheesehead TV mug, I'm sure
Don't start promising people.
Oh, yeah,
stuff,
then I have to send it.
Never deliver.
Yeah, Lord. Just ask Thaddeus.
Oh, no.
Thaddeus
ever got what he was
supposed to get? No, he still deserves it.
Poor guy.
I feel bad.
Good Lord.
I'm sorry, Thaddeus.
Oh, and Title Towns. Yes, we've been reminded we never did the Title Towns this year.
No, okay. No.
Corey's running an $80,000 empire.
That's $80,000?
Well, that was last year. Next year it's going to be like $200,000. I'm working. I'm getting credentials.
Yeah, and this website does not give us revenue.
This website doesn't pay, so, you know,
although,
we'll get to it.
Although our fans did buy this audio board.
Because they're the
That's
best.
That's nice.
They're the best.
We might need a new laptop. So, wait.
This is a new laptop, but it's a PC.
It is. It's a PC.
That's why.
It's a piece of C.
I've never had a PC on this.
Let's look. You've got another video from the draft?
I do. This is where I was sitting. I just wanted to give people an idea of what it was like. This is my computer. Lovely.
There you go. You're giving us a little tour of this.
Well, and this guy right next to me was upset because his internet connection kept going out.
That yeah, he looks like a blogger.
He is a blogger. I was amongst the bloggers. There's Rich Eisen and the crew of the NFL Network.
Oh, they like threw their coffee down at you.
Yeah, and I'm not allowed to film the stage, so I had to kind of bypass that. And then there's Boomer and the ESPN gang. So I was kind of like right in the middle of it.
Nice.
Which was nice. It was great. I had prime seating. I was very happy.
You know, I kind of want to show, oh, that's still
hello.
On. I want to show, some people didn't get to see probably the Bulaga conference after all the stuff, so why don't you show that again?
Oh, show that one more time. Absolutely. Here's Brian Bulaga.
You shot this video.
Doing his thing. I shot, God help.
Every guy's
you were there.
Fast. You know, it's the best of the best from college, so it really comes down to who plays with the best technique, and this was who really went, you know, who's the lowest, or who plays with the best hand placement. So, when you get to the next level, where, NFL, it's all about who can be the most efficient with your technique, and I think that's the one thing that he's really pounding home for me.
You're known as an outstanding run blocker. You're looking forward to playing with Ryan Grant, and how much do you think you can help a guy like Ryan Grant?
Well, you know, being from the Iowa system, we're really a run-first type team. You know, we really like to run the ball and set the play action off that. I think I'm really going to be able to help out. You know, I love to run block. I love to get after it. Besides that,
there you go.
And there he is, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, found it in Idaho. I know it ain't in the Midwest. I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry.
What ain't the Midwest?
I said Idaho or Ohio, one of those Midwestern states.
Oh,
they're making fun
gosh.
Of me for not knowing.
Why
my
do people listen to what you say?
I don't know.
I don't.
They keep coming back. I don't know. I don't know.
I try not to.
You. I know. I'm well aware of that. Goodness gracious.
I mean, that's just crazy talk.
No doubt about that. Ladies and gentlemen, Packer Transplants is back.
Oh, speaking of.
Warts and all.
We're back. And we've got I've actually made a little slideshow thanks to Brian Caravu and
up close.
And JS Online just made a little. There you go. Packer draft picks.
Mm-hmm. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. You were there when that happened.
I was
but you
there
didn't
when
get
that
to
happened.
See that, though, right?
Sure, I did.
Oh,
yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I was up on stage.
Nice.
Yeah. I did. Yeah, I got to see that, too.
Nice.
It's all very nice. We'll cut this part out on the iTunes.
Oh, we're doing iTunes now?
Oh yeah, I've got people who've like threatened me that if we don't get it up on iTunes, they're gonna like come and destroy us. So
we'll make CDs, $10 each,
and we'll not send those.
And
it'll
we'll sell
great.
Three.
That'll be fantastic.
We'll there you go. CDs. That's a cool picture.
With the commish, who by the way, the commish was really cool. He was really approachable and really nice at the draft.
You actually talked to him?
I was shocked. I didn't get to talk to him.
Right.
But he was very very nice and open with everybody who went by him. I didn't get the chance. But I did talk to a lot of the NFL PR staff, and they were lovely. So I did meet DeMaurice Smith, the head of the NFL Players Union. I got a nice intro there. So that was nice.
Nice. That's nice.
That was nice.
We'll play that while we talk, because some people are more interested in that.
They're probably much more interested in that.
I'm more interested in that.
Why wouldn't you be?
I don't like to admit it, but I am.
So Corey Behnke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, yeah. I want everybody to
see.
See.
You notice how he cuts me off when he knows I'm about to get him?
Sorry. This is the new Bedard siren when he comes on.
Check that out.
Is he on yet?
Check it out.
But I have to make the noise.
Yeah, you got to make
okay,
the noise.
Okay, ready? This is what we
show
do.
Show him what
Bedard
it's going to be like when
wait,
it happens.
Wait, I got to. So if Greg Bedard was on right now. Wait,
yeah.
Hold on.
What would it look like, Corey?
It would look like this. Whoop, 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 whoop. What do we think about that?
I think that's hot. I think that's the best.
It's the Bedard siren.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh. We are now officially
the
Wayne's
tweeted, World. But he's not here.
We so. Are officially officially the Wayne's World of Packer fans now. Just FYI.
If we weren't before.
If there was any doubt,
that is
wear it out.
All right. We're going to take our final break, and then we're going to be back for this monstrosity of a show for the last final half hour.
Here we go, baby.
Who knows what we're going to do?
Yeah.
Anything could happen. We'll talk to you soon. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the greatest
this
show ever.
Best show ever. Wow. Wow.
You gotta take it.
I'm so excited. I'm sorry I kept playing the commercial, but that wasn't very good. Now when I look back at this later, I'm going to have a note that says, don't talk about things that have happened.
That was great.
That was a really good segment, but then this segment happened. welcome back to Packer
We're
Transplants.
Get that on a t-shirt.
Those of you who are new, welcome to our show.
We're sorry.
We're very glad you're here. We have a lot of people on tonight.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Those poor people.
But I hope everybody's
live,
having fun.
As someone on the live vlog astutely put it, it gets better.
Yeah. That's some people have a lot of faith in She Said TV. I don't know where that faith is placed, why it's placed where it is. But
I just got to say, The quote of the night, off stage, off camera, in the break, Corey knows, that wasn't that bad, was it?
Yeah, it wasn't. Oh, I mean, a Packer rookie hates us now.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Never come on our show again. His agent, who I met, Alan Herman, will never deal with us again.
Alan Herman's like, yeah, oh, God. My answer is no from now
okay,
on.
Okay, but I got to tell this story about Alan Herman, meeting Alan Herman. For those of you who don't know, I met James's agent at Radio City. He goes every year. He's gone for 23 years. So here, I was talking to Brian McCarthy from the NFL office, and I say, blah, 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 Cheesehead TV. And he goes, oh, how's Green Bay? Or, what, you know, how do you think Green Bay is going to be doing this year? And Alan's sitting behind me, and he says, oh, Green Bay. I got a lot of players with Green Bay. And I was like, oh, what's your name, sir? And he says, my name's Alan Herman. I said, that's great. I rip on you all the time.
Wait, what was one of the name of your posts?
Oh, no. I don't remember the names of the posts.
It was pretty bad. Just, yeah, you don't remember the names?
No. I just remember being very belligerent about him talking to the media about Ryan Grant's contract and Nick Collins' contract and not being very very diplomatic about it.
And now that you've met him, now
so
you
I told
like
him, a... I said, look, if you go to the site and you search your name, you're not going to find happy thoughts. But he was very cool about it. He told me his side of the story, which I totally dig. It's great. Not a Ted Thompson fan. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow. Can you even say that?
I don't think it's a secret.
You know Ted watches this show.
Every week.
I don't want to make Ted angry. I don't need Ted to be angry.
Ted needs to know. Alan Herman, not a fan. Or Alan Ball, not a fan. You know who he really loved? Andrew Brandt, friend of the show.
There you go.
See, so that's why.
Andrew Brandt was one of the first people on this show.
I know. Can you believe that?
No.
That's unbelievable. He was up for Mark Murphy's job, and he comes on this show?
I'm still in shock.
I think he didn't get the job.
I'm still in shock that Leroy Butler came on the show and said it was his favorite show. Okay?
Oh, you hear that, new people? This is one of Leroy Butler's
favorite
shows. There are no new people here. I don't know what we're talking about.
New people.
It's the same five people now, who always tune in.
It's Alex Talish. He logged in three times.
Exactly.
To give us more unique.
So wait. There's one thing we haven't talked about yet tonight, and I'm shocked because I thought it would dominate the conversation all night.
Wait. I know what we haven't talked about. Oh, yeah.
Oh, why not? You see, ladies and gentlemen, why have a script?
This week in the Packer blogosphere.
Don't you like that? I like that.
Come on.
Sometimes
I like that.
It just makes you feel good.
Can we just say, you know what happened this week in the Packer blogosphere? Heck, a couple hours ago in the Packer blogosphere.
What happened?
Will Blackman said he'd never heard of Cheesehead TV.
No, Packer transplants. Slow down.
Both.
That's bad.
Oh, is he here? No, that'd be great if he was. But
oh, man.
Never heard of Cheesehead TV. I thought for sure these guys sat around the locker room going, hey, man, you been on Cheesehead TV?
I thought he hadn't heard of Packer transplants.
He hadn't heard of that, and he hadn't heard of Cheesehead TV.
Well, that's not very nice of him.
It depresses me, man. That's just cold.
He's got a life, dude.
This is true.
Unlike us.
Yeah, that's true. So what I was going to say before I got rudely interrupted.
Sorry about that. Not.
The pass rush. Everyone's all upset. All worried.
Yeah.
Well, where are we going to get a pass rush?
Yeah, because everybody wanted us to take an outside linebacker.
Who's going to rush opposite CM3? Where is it going to come from? I got to say, relax. Relax. Everything's going to be okay. Dom Capers is going to take a step in the second year. He's going to adjust some things, or else the heat will be on for his job. Don't think it won't.
Yeah, but this whole heat for their job thing, I mean, I don't want anybody to get fired now because that just means another year. You know what I mean? It's like every time somebody gets fired or their job's on the line, that means that we have to deal with 3 years of mediocrity.
Yeah, I was kind of kidding, but, you know. I hear you. I'm not kidding. He just needs to adjust. As I wrote today, he's got to adjust some things in his scheme. He's got to get the dime, nickel, the guys way down on the roster who may have to play eventually. He has to get them ready for the onslaught, as it were, that offensive coordinators are definitely going to be throwing at the Packers this year. And it starts, week one against Philadelphia.
Yeah.
We're lucky because we got Cobb in his inaugural opening day game. I mean, he started before, but this is his first time starting as the full-time starter. And, you know, starting on opening day, there's a whole thing. You know, as the torch is passed from Donovan McNabb, blah, blah, blah. We're lucky because we get him early. However, if there's somebody who can confuse the heck out of a defense, it's Andy Reid. I mean, he knows how to get it done. And they got weapons to do it. And now I know the whole song and dance last year during the playoffs was like, oh, Philadelphia's going to go into Dallas and just, you know, roll over them. And that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So they can be stopped, obviously. But that was, again, with McNabb at the controls.
I'm not as worried about the pass rush.
I'm not either.
I'm not.
I'm worried about the guys in the secondary getting, like,
that's true.
Turned loose in the
that's true.
Crossing patterns and switching. I mean, that's the thing. Every big play in that Arizona game, and most of the big plays against the Steelers, you know, it's just two things. The guys got a lot of time, which is obviously the pass rush, or guys are rubbed and confused because of all these crossing routes, mm-hmm. and that's the secondary. So those are the two issues. Now, with the got a lot of time, with Big Ben, he bought a lot of time because that's what he does, and not for the first six games this year. But, you know, that's what he does. He gets out of pressure. I mean, Colin Jenkins, he throws him off, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the crossing routes, the misdirection, the 49ers did it to the Packers, for God's sake.
Ain't
that's
no joke.
That's where they're counting on guys like Brandon Underwood. They're counting on Pat Lee. Counting on, aforementioned Will Blackman.
Don't say it.
To improve.
Don't say
I'm
what you're going to say.
I'm not going to say his name.
Do not say it.
I'm not going to
say his
say name.
If you say it, I'm going to come over the stage.
Why would I say his name?
Okay.
I'm not going to say it.
It's not allowed
Why
on this show.
Why would I say it?
It's not allowed on the show. And you know what? I banned it on the live blog during the draft.
Did you really?
Because Jersey Al was bringing it out.
No, you weren't.
And I was like, you know
you
what?
You did not. But this is America. People are allowed to say a man's name.
No.
Except on our live blog.
this is how I have to. This, yeah, I was no,
what?
No.
That's
you're not
way.
Allowed to say it.
All right. Hey, do you? There's a good chance he might not even be on the team this year.
Wow, that'd be exciting.
Wouldn't that be great? Can you imagine the party in the streets?
Yeah, don't make people excited. Okay, they're already excited. They're already excited about Brian
Packer
Bulaga.
Packer Max says this is Cheesehead TV, not America.
That's right.
Yeah, and Corey is a not so benevolent dictator.
That's right.
That is the truth.
That's right.
Don't think it ain't.
He's the lead writer. I'm the president. I'm the Lloyd Blankfein of Cheesehead TV. I am Lloyd Blankfein without $10 billion.
This is true. He's right. He ain't lying.
People are like, who's Lloyd Blankfein? What are you talking about?
Jersey L wants to know what he said.
I don't know.
He
knows.
Unfairly singled
He was
out.
Talking about he who shall not be named. He was talking about the Voldemort of the Green Bay Packers.
I thought that was Brett Favre.
No, he's a traitor.
Yes, we know that.
No, he's talking about someone, he who shall not be named.
All right. Let's get off of this because I'm bored.
You want to name
him. We're going to go. No, I don't. But you keep egging me on. I will. Okay. Don't do it.
Okay.
All right. Schedule.
Yes.
Looking at the schedule.
I love it. Northeast.
Everyone loves the schedule because there's a lot of Northeast games. Corey and I can be at a lot of these games.
Yep.
Be excited. So, let's go through. Let's take a look. Take a look at this little schedule doohickey we got going on here. And see, by the way, if you haven't noticed, Cheesehead TV now has a new schedule widget on the upper right-hand side.
Yeah.
If you go there, you can click the games. You can get tickets for all the games.
On StubHub.
Do it because you support Cheesehead TV when you do.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Although,
just
of course,
it.
It's not there right now as I talk about it because we've
No, it's not
it.
There right now.
We've taken over the homepage.
Exactly.
The
but it's on the homepage there. Normally.
Normally, it is. So, we open with Philly. What do we think about that game, huh? We're going to win that game?
Yes.
Are you going to be at that game?
No. Maybe.
You should be. No, maybe.
No, but I'm going to try to be at the Jets game and the Washington game, and I don't know what Lambeau games are going to go to yet.
Oh, that's right, because you got your family's tickets.
Yeah.
So you can go.
But I'm definitely, I think I'm going to go to the Jets, and maybe I'll go to the Giants, because, you
know. We are definitely going to both be at the Jets game. So if you're in the New York area, make sure you give a holler, because we'll be there. Most
holla.
Definitely.
The Jets are going to be a tough team this year, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy crap, Ola. I looked at the SNY. They had a list of all the players they got this year,
yeah.
And I was like, what? Was I sleeping?
Yeah, you were. Yeah, it's kind
of
crazy.
Oh, it's in hibernation.
And then they got Kyle Wilson in the draft, and I thought, okay, Rex Ryan can now play cover zero for, like, you know, 50% of the snaps. Like, he doesn't even need to bother having safety.
I'm not
everybody.
A huge Rex Ryan fan, but they were pretty dang good last year.
Yeah.
And the players they have this year, it's redonkulous.
Yeah, which will make it all the more sweet when we beat their ass.
Yeah, we're going
to
beat them.
I'm sorry, did I say that? Am I allowed to say that?
I'm sorry.
Ant Gert, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, they're an AFC team, that's right.
Ant Gert, I'm sorry. I said a bad word.
Yeah, Ant Gert's probably not watching.
For those of you who don't know, Corey's Aunt Gert, who's 90 years old, likes to
I think she's
email,
actually 94.
94?
Yeah.
Likes to email
sure,
me
though.
Or email Corey after a show when I swear.
Yeah.
Tell me how inappropriate it is. So I'm sorry, Aunt Gert. I said a bad word.
She doesn't like Aaron very much.
Nope. Well,
I told her I couldn't replace him.
She's not alone.
That's
the way it goes.
Okay, so Philly.
So Philly, Buffalo at home.
Ah,
that's got to be a W.
W.
No, watch, though. No, just watch.
W.
Remember last year?
No, W.
Remember Cincinnati in week two coming off the Bear game? Everyone's like, oh, we're going to roll. And then, boom, a loss.
You know why? Because this is going
to
be the first. This is going
to
be the first year, okay? This is going to be the first year in 4 years that the Green Bay Packer offensive line is good.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you know.
Do it.
We should call Brian.
I don't know
Brian right now and join. He should join us on this scheduled throwdown. Oh, my gosh, you're right. I have to call him, don't I?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, hold on.
What we got to talk about Brian about the draft.
Since the PC done screwed up. All right, hold on. Hold on.
People are holding.
Yeah. Oh, no. No. Oh. It's the sound.
I hate that sound.
The bells.
Brian's, like, getting ready right now.
As well he should.
I hear it calling. Yep. There we go. I've even got a Brian Carefree graphic.
Do you? Brian, are you there?
I'm here, guys.
Look at that, Brian Caribou in the house.
Brian Caribou, whoa.
This show has gone off the rails, but now everything's okay because Brian Caribou's on the phone. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing well.
You're really excited to be on tonight, I can tell. Hello, did we lose you?
I'm getting an echo, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Oh, no.
So, Brian, we had some fun on the live blog for the draft, didn't we?
Yeah, we had a blast. I had fun, that's for sure.
So, the Packers win that Philly game?
The Packers absolutely win the Philly game. They're going to go 16-0.
You just stop.
That's
right
what I'm talking about.
Cheesehead TV mug for those of you playing along.
Well, 16-0 equals Cheesehead TV mug.
Exactly. Brian, where do you see the trouble spots in the schedule? Do you see, like, I know a lot of when schedules come out, people are like, oh, this is a W, that's a loss, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, we've had the draft now. Maybe a little bit more realistic idea of what some of these teams are going to look like. Do you see anything that jumps out at you, that people that have improved themselves since the draft, or is it pretty much what you expect?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's not always due to the draft, but I saw one thing that really piqued my interest, and I think the entire NFC North is a lot improved from last season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the Bears, it's from free agency with Julius Peppers and et cetera, et cetera. The Lions had just a killer draft, perhaps the best draft in the NFL with Ndamukong Suh and Javid Best and Amari Spivey. And I would say probably the Vikings are the least improved, but of course they were probably the best to begin with, though.
True. Wash your mouth out now, but true.
I hate the Vikings.
So what games are you going to make this year, young Caribou?
I hope to be at everyone, but that's yet to be seen.
We got to say, Brian, can we say this on the air? You're an editor of a major Packer publication.
By all means, I'm excited about that.
On the Maple Street Press, for those of you who are not familiar, they started last year with Pro Bowl. They've done college and baseball for a while, college football, that is. And this year they're doing their first Packers annual. And Brian is editing.
They chose Brian
Caribou. He's the editor of the Maple Street Press Packers Annual. So,
you know,
congratulations, Brian.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I'm really excited. Everybody out there in Packer Transplants Land, Cheesehead Nation, go out and buy. It'll be hitting the shelves in the greater Wisconsin area this summer. And, I guarantee it will be the best season preview magazine you can find regarding the Packers. No doubts about it.
Okay. But I heard Aaron Nagler was going to write an article, so how can that be?
True, but people will skip over those pages.
I'm just doing Alex's work for him.
Exactly. Not just one article, two articles. It's going to be even worse.
Wow, two articles? Is one going to be about me? Features me?
Yes. One is going to be about the Packers and the bloggers that cover them. No.
The man behind the scenes, the wizard, if
you
will.
The man behind the man, behind the man. That's what it's going to be. So, Brian, special teams. Did the Packers do anything to improve your area? This special teams guru, tell us, what do you think? Mike McCarthy won't stop, you know, he won't shut up about how these special teams are going to be the most improved area on the team. Do you see that, or is he a liar?
Yeah, I don't know where the Packers improved on special teams. They Bulaga's not going to play on special teams. You know, I can't see any of the linemen they drafted playing on special teams. Yeah, they might play on extra point blocking. You know,
extra point block. Extra point block.
There you go.
That might be it. I suppose Morgan Burnett might play some special teams or something like that. But I mean, obviously, they didn't draft a punter or, you know, anything like that. So, yeah, I really question about whether they improved on special teams at all.
Yeah, well, that, I guess McCarthy is pinning it on his favorite improvement from within. Better coaching and better playing. And like he did say, there, you know, a lot of mistakes last year, especially in the penalty area, were due to youth and technique mistakes. Now, when you say technique mistakes, that's got to stem from the coaching. And from all accounts, though, you know, Slocum was on him pretty hard about technique in training camp last year. So you got to think maybe another year of drilling it into them, you'll see the results on the field. And at least you've got to hope so as a Packer fan and as a Packer coach or player. I mean, because it certainly, I guess it could get a little worse, but it can't get a whole lot worse because they're pretty bad.
It can't go any worse, that's for sure. I will give the Packers this. If you take a look at their undrafted free agents and then the players they brought in for tryouts, you can tell they're looking at all sorts of kick return options. They got this kid from Miami, this Sam Shields, who used to play wide receiver. Anyway, he runs like a sub 4.440. They signed, you know, I've got the tryout list up at Railbird Central, and like half the guys are wide receivers that I've been able to come up with who are trying out. So you can tell that they're just trying to find a kick returner out of this group.
Yeah, I guess, you know, that makes sense. I know James Starks has done a little returning, although not a whole lot. And definitely, you know, not on punts, where I guess we'll have Will Blackmon back. And what do you think? Do you think Blackmon and Harris are back from their injuries at the beginning of the year? I mean, I know Ted and Mike are singing this happy song about how everyone's going to be ready for the beginning of the season, but I mean, maybe Blackmon, but I'll be shocked if Al Harris is there, you know, coming out of training camp. Do you think that's realistic?
Yeah, no, I agree with you that, you know, I think they're just hoping out of the group of Blackmon, Harris, Lee, that one of them is going to be healthy for the beginning of the season. You know, I think they'll be okay with Woodson and Williams to start. And then if one of those three guys is healthy, you know, that's who the nickelback's going to be.
Right. Yep. That makes perfect sense to me. All right. Well, Brian Caravu, Railbird Central, Maple Street Press, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's always, always a pleasure.
Always.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
It's the joy he says that with that I just can't get enough of.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Gentlemen, Brian Caravu.
Brian Caravu, Railbird Central, now on JS Online, moving up in the world.
JS Online. We didn't even talk about that. He's on JS Online now.
Yeah.
And we're still here. He's friends with the Bedard Siren. He's a coworker. Whoop, whoop, whoop. We should have had a coworker alert. That's what it should have been.
I like how I do like the tango when I do that.
That didn't look anything like the tango, but we'll see. It was a tango.
Oh, wait, I'll put the siren in my mouth.
Gross.
That'll help. No, that's tango, right? All right.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
I don't know what I'm talking
about.
You're
just making stuff up now.
Aren't I the engineer? That's right.
I think so. No wonder this show's going off the rails.
Oh, no.
Oh,
did I just admit to that? Am I in a Senate subcommittee meeting?
You know what I think we should do? We should crank call a beat writer.
Oh, that would be awesome.
We
should crank call Greg Bedard.
No, we should call Pelissero.
We should call Tom. Because
he doesn't even cover the Packers
and be
anymore.
Like, hey, what do you think about the Packers draft picks, Tom? But then we'll use the Green Bay Press Gazette logo for him.
That's awesome. No, we can't do that.
No.
That'd be hilarious, though.
He wouldn't answer. He'd be like, oh, that's Packer transplants.
He'd know
that's
the number.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
No, he knows
the number.
No way. Okay, wait. Everybody, who should we crank call? Say it on the live blog. Tell us who we should crank call.
They don't need you.
No, there's just not enough love. This is not enough love for the crank calling of the beat writers, which is probably wise.
You know, that's something that you would do, though.
Because we like... What do you
that's
mean?
A very Aaron Nagler thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you can hear, I'm playing hurt tonight. Don't let it be said that I sit on the sidelines like Atari Bigby while the season goes down the drain. All right? I'm in here fighting and playing, even though my voice is shot.
Packer Max thinks we should call Pelissero.
I just think that'd be fun.
I think it'd be funny. It'd be like, you're on the air. Remember us?
No, I can't.
Remember us, Tom?
I can't do that to him.
He's happy because he was always a Vikings fan. He's from there, isn't he?
That's a great debate. People don't, you know, they say he's a Vikings fan, and he is from Minnesota. But,
okay,
you know,
at the risk of offending all of our fans,
right?
Seriously, why did he change his Twitter pic to be more metrosexual?
Oh no! Why? Why do you go down this road?
I'm just saying.
Why?
That's weird. It's like he was like every. It's like where he goes is right. What his Twitter pic is. That's kind of weird to me.
Are you saying something about the Twin Cities area?
Is he marketing for a certain... No, I'm not. I'm not not... Hey, no. And I'm not trying to go there with that. I'm just saying it's interesting.
That's all you're saying.
I'm not trying to be Glenn Beck.
You're like Fox News. I was just going to say.
No,
I'm
the
anti... We just tell you what to think. We roll it up and then we say, hey, what do you think?
I am the anti-Glenn Beck, but I'm just saying, you know?
Oh, my God.
It's interesting.
That's great. Hey, you know what? Somebody today got Ryan Grant to respond to me on Twitter for the first time ever.
Wow.
By telling him that James Starks was going to take his job.
Wow.
I was like, don't associate my name with that. Come on, man. But, oh, well. So what? Ryan Grant knows who I am. That's fantastic.
That's nice. Maybe now, he can come over. He could be our first.
I was just going to say, another Alan Herman client who will never come on.
He could be on our show in studio. How cool would that be?
That would be so great. If we ever do a show in the off season again, because this one just gone swimmingly.
Well, should we call the dagger?
It's about time, I think, because
awesome.
Lord knows there's nothing more that we could possibly ruin. We've done all the done both sides of the
I
ball.
Love this comment.
We've talked about special teams.
Global Packos, I'm glad two guys from Manhattan are questioning the mindset of St. Paul.
Oh, nice.
That's
nice.
Although it wasn't two guys, it was just me.
Yeah,
and
true.
I'm not from Manhattan. I was born in Green Bay, so there you go.
Holla.
Bam! Oh, did I say that out loud? Okay.
And I was born in Sheboygan.
It doesn't really land as well.
No, it doesn't.
But
no.
It's just as cool. It's Sheboygan actually is pretty cool now.
Get out.
Seriously.
Of town.
Seriously. Seriously. I'm not.
Theater,
I'm not lying. They got Kohler, dude. All right. So let's wrap this up. Go ahead.
But I'm having so much fun. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea when our next show is going to be, and that's probably a good thing. But thanks so much for joining us tonight. A big apology to James Starks for the technical difficulties. Big thank you to Tony Pauline for coming on and telling us all about the Packers draft. Thanks as always to Brian Caravu of Railbird Central for being associated with us, especially tonight. My partner in crime, Corey Banky here at Cheesehead TV. And of course, our army of regulars. We've got Holly Phelps on the live blog, who's writing for The Other 31. Brian McIntyre, who I didn't see on tonight, but he's joined us over at The Other 31. The Other 31 has everything you need to know about the NFL. It's the only page
it's true.
Need. Only page you
it's
need.
It's pretty crazy. It's blowing up.
Yeah. So check that out. Check out Jersey Al's blog. Check out Packers Lounge. Check out all our friends, you know, because we come here every week during the season, and it's just madness, and it's a lot more polished than it was tonight, I promise. So
polish. Who wants that?
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.